Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This coming Tuesday, a DVD will be released, and it will bring painful memories for many, especially this time of year. It was April 15th, 2013, Patriots Day in Boston, when bombs exploded near the finish line of the marathon. That's some of the real sound recorded that day. In the film Patriots Day, it is ear-splitting because we're placed in the crowd as three are killed, dozens lose limbs. We're in the manhunt for the bombers, the Tsarnaev brothers, there as they wage a second battle with police in quiet Watertown, Massachusetts. It would end in a standoff around a boat behind a house where the younger brother took refuge. Patriots Day, the movie, is written and directed by Peter Berg. In this scene, shortly after the bombings, then Police Commissioner Ed Davis, played by John Goodman, and Kevin Bacon's FBI agent, Richard DeLaurier, debate whether to call it a terrorist act.
Gentlemen, the moment we label this terrorism, everything changes. It's not about Boston anymore. It's not a local investigation. It's Wolf Blitzer. It's stock markets. It's politicians. Knee-jerk reactions, anti-Muslim backlash. And what if we're wrong? I mean, there's no take-back. I've been through this before.
If we don't call what we already know it is, and a cell is activated and they hit Chicago or New York or Washington, what happens then?
The accusations are going to come no matter what we do.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you.
Nice to see you. How's everything?
Yeah.
How are you? Pleasure. How are you?
Native Bostonian Mark Wahlberg co-produced Patriots Day and stars as police officer Tommy Saunders. He and Peter Berg tell the story of real first responders, real survivors. They even incorporate film of a real recent marathon in which survivor Patrick Downs runs in a prosthetic, greeting his wife and fellow survivor Jessica Kensky Downs at the finish line. Many of the real characters attended a screening of the film in Boston last year. We spoke with Mark Wahlberg afterwards, asking him about his memories of the bombing.
I came in town the very next day to go and see my mom and my family and see if everybody was okay. It was one of those things where, as you started coming out of the airport, you'd never seen the city like that. It was deserted, and it was a very eerie, uncomfortable feeling.
It's a lockdown and just an unbelievable 4 days. What was the most important thing for you to get across?
The strength, the love, the heroic acts of our brave men and women. Being a Bostonian, I always had my sports heroes to kind of look up to and put on a pedestal. But the brave men and women of Boston redefined the term hero for me in the way they responded in the face of this tragedy.
Your character, is it Danny Keeler? I mean, I've heard it's a composite of many of the police.
The two big inspirations for the character are Danny Keeler, who was put in charge at the finish line, and also Bobby Murner, who was involved and basically went on his own pursuit and was with Billy Evans when Joe Carr was eventually captured in the boat.
Bill Evans, the current police commissioner. And Danny Keeler, I think, was also instrumental in the search for Jahar and the Tsarnaev brothers. What is it that you wanted to say? Again, a composite, but here's a guy who has knee hurt. You know, he's having problems at home. What is it you wanted to say?
You know, these guys had never been faced with something like this. And they had seen quite a bit. But in talking to them and gathering how disturbing it was to be in a situation like this, yet how they just found the energy to continue to keep going and never give up, and they knew the responsibility that lie on their shoulders to protect the citizens.
They were scared. Your character looked scared at times. I mean,
they were definitely scared. I mean, you look at even the officers in Watertown; those guys had never even fired their weapon in the line of duty. This was something completely new to everybody, and then working with other law enforcement agencies, it was new for everybody.
A cluster.
Yeah, it was. And I told Pete it's okay if there, because there was really a lot of conflict. But ultimately, people came together and figured out how to work together.
In this scene from Patriots Day, Police Chief John Goodman and Kevin Bacon's FBI agent debate releasing photos of the suspects when Wahlberg's local cop breaks in.
We need to release those pictures.
If we release the photos now, we have zero control.
If we overplay our hand, we may force these guys to react.
Gentlemen. If I may, right now, Boston's working against us. Yeah, that's normal. You got a murder, no one rats. We don't got that problem. Because in this city, when it comes to terrorism, everybody wants to talk. Look, you got a lot of people talking, but they're talking about the wrong people. You release the photos of our guys, sit back and listen, trust me. You gotta stop letting Boston work for us, I'm telling you.
The behind the scenes in Patriots Day is fascinating, but the violence is crushing. Take the too soon question. Emotions still very raw. A lot of people have PTSD. People in Watertown where the shootout happens with the Tsarnaev brothers. We have a colleague, it was right outside his house.
To kind of, just so you can understand how sensitive we were to all of that, when we talked about shooting in Watertown and reenacting the shootout there, they did a survey of 200 people. 199 people wanted the shootout to happen there, and one person didn't. So we said, okay, we're not going to do it there.
The parents of Martin Richard, who was the little boy who was killed in the bombings, they didn't want any reflection of their family in the film. That's difficult because they were at the center of the bombing. You know, what you did was show this little covered body with a state police officer standing there.
Yeah, and that officer was not going to leave until the body was removed.
Well, it turns out it's without showing something, it's one of the most devastating moments in the movie.
Yeah, well, I think having to see the movie, sit through the movie, seeing us basically reenacting the worst day of their lives, but to know that we honor their word, I know they were appreciative of that, and then they were kind enough to give us a picture of Martin to put at the end of the film.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when it comes to other people not wanting the movie made, I was probably one of those people for a time, but then they were going to make it anyway. So what do you do? Do you just kind of hope that somebody else is going to get it right and be respectful? Or do you have, you know, dreams of somebody coming in and making it gratuitous and exploiting our community? That, on top of the enormous sense of pride that I felt and seeing how my community responded, I felt like, you know, we should make the movie. And the message of the movie is not too soon.
Well, it's interesting, just as a little aside, talking to one of your colleagues upstairs, he was saying, you know, I see it as almost a group therapy session. And that's kind of how it felt in the theater.
Yeah, it certainly last night. I mean, the hugs. I've seen the movie many times, and I'm always getting emotional seeing the movie, but because of all the people that were there and everything else last night, I had a hard time holding it together. But I also felt like one of the greatest and crowning achievements of our city is how our people responded.
How about for you personally? Is this also redemption, a little bit of redemption for you? You grew up, you had a tough time, there was an assault charge when you were 16. You're now portraying a cop, and you were one of the kids the cops were chasing.
Well, now look, I grew up right over there.
Pointing out the window.
I got into a lot of trouble, you know, basically left to my own devices. I'm the youngest of 9 kids. My parents did everything they could to provide and just put food on the table. We were, you know, around and influenced by a lot of bad things. And I've been spending a long time working on turning my life around and redeeming myself. This particular movie did not play a part in that whatsoever. But I am appreciative of the fact that I can use my real life experience in playing these parts. And I think is a very fine line, as we all know. Or certainly at least I know, from somebody going the right way or the wrong way and becoming a cop or ending up being incarcerated. While making this movie, I ran into a lot of guys that I hung out with on those streets that became cops, and I'm happy that they didn't either make the mistakes that I made or get caught for doing the things that I was doing.
The theme of love. You show Patrick Downs and Jessica Kensky making love before heading off to the marathon. Their feet are intertwined. We know those, they're going to lose those limbs. But the love.
Well, the whole entire movie is about love. And love always conquering hate and good, always being victorious when faced with evil like this. But I remember Pete and I sitting at the finish line watching Patrick finish the race on a running blade. And I just spoke to him briefly, and I still asking him how he found the courage and the endurance to be able to do that. So seeing him finish the 26.2 mile race and then embracing his wife at the finish line.
She lost both her legs.
Yeah. Well, one of the heads of the BAA came right up to us, stuck her finger in her face and said, "That's what this movie better be about. That's love." You know, people in Boston, they're not shy. They're going to come up to you and they're going to tell you how they feel. And everybody said to make sure we got it right and to show them what Boston Strong means and who we are as a community. And that's why ultimately it's a positive thing.
Mark Wahlberg speaking with us last December. Patriots Day comes out on DVD Tuesday.